One of the things that we decided right off the bat when we started this podcast was we would not let just anybody sponsor us. To get on here and be a sponsor, you have to share the same values and you have to have the same heart as we do. And you have to be providing something that's very important to us. And coffee is very important to us. And that's why we've been very happy to have Juniper Mountain Trading Post Coffee as our personal sponsors here on the channel. They're the company that provides all the coffee for the school. It's the coffee that we drink personally at home. And we're very, very happy. They're a family-owned company that does everything themselves, and they have the same standards and the same heart that we do. So if you're looking for a quality coffee company, go to junipermountaincoffee.com. And when you check out, make sure that you plug in and type in Dry Creek, all one word, for a 10% discount.
Good morning. Dwayne here, Dry Creek Wrangler School. Going to try to make a quick video this morning. I don't think it'll be very long, unless I get to flapping my gums and can't stop. I'm gonna ask my horse people a question, but my non-horse people, stick around, because if you've been around for a while, you know this has nothing to do with horses, although it's all about horses. I think you'll find it apropos to just about anything and everything in life. All right? You're intrigued, aren't you? So, my horse people, what is something in the horse world that other people do that absolutely drives you crazy? Now, stay with me, okay? I have a very linear way of thinking and a linear way of doing things. I have a starting point and I have a finish point, okay? So what is something in the horse world that just absolutely drives you crazy? That's the first question, okay? Now, the second question, and I want you to seriously stop and think about this and answer it honestly. The second question is, why does it drive you crazy? Okay? Does it drive you crazy because you think it's dangerous? Does it drive you crazy because you think it doesn't work? Does it drive you crazy because you think it's somehow immoral? Or does it drive you crazy because it's just not how you do it? Maybe it drives you crazy because you can't see the reason behind it and you can't understand it. Okay? So things that really bother me in the horse world is heavy hands, unnecessary heavy hands. It's a pet peeve of mine to see the back cinch hanging that low below the horse because it's dangerous. Sweet feed. Oh, good Lord, sweet feed is a pet peeve of mine. Sweet feed and AQHA. Okay? But AQHA for me, because I think they're crooks. If you've been on the outside edge, I think you may not understand this, but I think AQHA has done more to damage the quarter horse breed than anything else on the planet. With their rules and their constantly expanding rules and everything to get more registration to make more revenue, okay? We have the biggest horse registry on the planet, but we are no longer have the best horse registry on the planet. Quantity is not quality, okay? So that's one of my pet peeves and one of my thinking behind it, all right? The back cinch thing I think is dangerous. So that's one of the things that bother me, and that's my reasoning, and that's my thinking behind it. The same with sweet feed. All that molasses is no more healthy for your horse than it is for your child. All right, that's a pet peeve, and that's my thinking behind it, okay? English saddles. English saddles are not a pet peeve. I just don't understand them. And I've ridden one a couple times, was horribly uncomfortable. It's just not my thing. So that's a thing that's not my thing, but it's not my thing because it's different. Not because I think it's something bad, all right? the English style saddles that in their evolutionary form have been around for centuries, and they've been used by militaries all over the world and been used by hunters and dressage, and so there's nothing wrong with them. They're just different. But I know enough to know that it's just because they're different from my genre. Do you see where I'm going with this? Okay. Something isn't wrong because it's different. It's only wrong if it's wrong. I'm going to say that again. Something is not wrong simply because it's different. It's only wrong if it's wrong. Okay? When we're not sure about what we're doing and we're not sure about what we're not comfortable with, a lot of times we'll frame it from a moral standpoint. Okay? But there's a segment of your vegetarians and vegans. They'll frame their opposition to eating meat with a moral frame point. That doesn't fly. Okay. People who don't, I think, don't get mad at me, okay? Just take it and think about it. I think people who are directly horribly opposed to any and all bits, they always frame it as a moral frame point, and I think they don't understand bits. In fact, I know a lot of them don't. The ones that get on the channel on my deal and comment, their comments tell me they don't understand bits. Not on the right point, okay? So they're against it, but they're against it because it's not what they would do, and so they frame it for morality's sake, all right? We do that all through life. Anything that's different from where we come from, we say it's wrong. It can be. I had a guy, I don't know, do I want to tell this? Yeah. So we were working horses one time, and I was working with a guy, and he was an old guy. He was in his 70s, and he was a hand. He was a heck of a hand, okay? No argument there. He had been a very successful team roper. He had played polo. Okay, he was a hand. But about everything he'd ever done had been in an arena. And he could not accept that my way, he was successful. I was successful. I saw the horses that he trained and it worked. And then I saw the horses that I were training and it worked. And he saw the horses that I was training and it worked. But he had some ways that did not work for me and that I just didn't subscribe to. I had some ways that he didn't subscribe to, all right? But I was fully willing to say, your way, there's nothing wrong with your way. It's different from my way. But he got mad at me one day and ran me off because I would not come around. I would not accept his arena way of doing things. And ran me off and forbid me. He said, don't even come back to my ranch again. Okay? There's too much of that in the horse world. We are too fractured and too splintered in the horse world, unnecessarily. Now, there's a lot of things out there that are not good. They're not good for the horse. They're wrong. But they're not wrong because they're different. They're wrong because they're wrong. All right? Now, I watch a lot of horse training, horse guys on the internet. And so I'll watch, like, I really like Pat Puckett. And I'll watch his stuff. But I don't do everything Pat does. But I don't say that's different than what I do, so it's wrong. I look at it and I say, Mr. Puckett he's in the desert and he's in a different part of the country. He's doing a different thing than I'm doing. So when he trains a horse for a different purpose. He has a different cultural background that he's coming from his training. So I will get from him what works for me. And the rest of it, I'll clap and say, good job. Excellent fantastic trainer, fantastic thing. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just different. Okay? And I'll watch other guys, and I'll go through and I'll say, okay, I can see where he's coming from that. But that's different than what I do, but it's not wrong. And for those who are new and starting out, what you do that is different from somebody else is not automatically necessarily wrong because it's different. It's only wrong if it's wrong. Okay? Here comes Annie coming up to say hello. Hello, Annie. Okay? So we need to stop being so fractured. Western English. And in English, it's dressage or fox hunting or jumping or whatever. And we turn our nose up and we sneer at their type horse, okay? Their style of this, their style of tack, their style of doing things, the way they use the bit. Now, the wrong stuff is wrong, and that's across the board. But just because it's different, and we can all learn from the different, okay? We can learn from everybody. And so I hate to see the fractures. I hate to see the fractures in the horse world. I had a student this last year in school about Wednesday. She got mad, threw her horse in the trailer and left because my way was different. My way was different. She had her way of the way she saw things and the way she wanted things, and she came out to my place, and she didn't want my way. Okay? And there's no need for that. There's no need for that. Okay? Most of us got into this for the exact same reason. For the love of the horse. For the love of the horse. Now, some people got into it because they like shiny belt buckles. But most of us for the love of the horse. And whether you are in England with a tall, leggy, energetic, clipped, you know, horse with a pancake saddle going down a park trail or, you know, whatever, or you're in an arena and you're doing dressage, or you're in Tennessee and you've got, you know, a horse out in the backyard that you want to go just riding through the trees with or tooling around the pasture, or you're out west and you're cowboying, or you're wrangling, or you're packing, or whatever you're doing. Folks, we all got into this for the horse. And the rest of the world that's not into the horses, they don't get it, and they don't get to enjoy it, okay? So we need to chill, all right? And we need to learn. If you look at something and you say, that's wrong, and you get all just righteously indignant about it, but you haven't spent any time studying it, learning it, experiencing it, you need to back up, okay? We're all on the same thing here. And so I guess the point is, it's not wrong because it's different. It's only wrong if it's wrong, okay? And we need to get back. It's just like church and religion, all right? Some of you horse people, you're not horse people, you're gatekeepers. You found a certain path and a certain channel, and you're there to gatekeep anybody who doesn't do your way, your thing, your way, using your tack, your gear, your methods, your holy Pirelli or holy Brandman. And I'm not speaking against those guys. I'm speaking against those of you who found your apostle. Well, you're the apostle. You found your Messiah. You found your orange stick. You found your whatever. And so anybody who doesn't do it your way, the only way you know, is a heretic. And then you're going to wind up like Calvin and Savonarola. You're going to burn somebody at the stake. All right? Don't take the joy out of this joy that we have over differences. All right? Enjoy and let other people enjoy. And until it becomes a thing of abuse, and your definition of abuse is not always abuse. Your definition of abuse can actually just be different. Okay? All right? So, chill. And find the fun in horses. Find the joy in horses again. Don't let a gatekeeping attitude of your style and your method of working horses destroy yours and somebody else's joy and the pure magic of horses. Okay? All right? Brick House Maduro, 6x60, which I let go out because I was flapping my gums too much. But anyhow, you guys be logical, be reasonable, be safe, have fun, and be teachable. Be humble. Always be learning. The other way may have something that you could learn that would improve life for both you and your horse. And we'll talk to you guys later.